The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Can you give me a second because I'm spitting everywhere?
Okay. Or are you going to actually spit some more, or are you just wiping the spit?
I wiped it off.
Okay.
But I'm good. I just took a drink of coffee right before that, and then my mouth was like salivating. And it was messy. It was a messy ordeal. I apologize.
Take that out of the podcast.
Your chance to win some crazy cash right now. It's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is a dollar. Take that keyword dollar over to wild949.com. Then just, you just start typing it in. And once you type it in, that's all it takes. Boom, you hit enter, and you're entered to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
Good luck. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Gabriel from Richmond. Currently 12:12 a.m. Don't know if I'll be the first talk back, but my girlfriend is on a girls trip. I'm feeling kind of sad because we're like two peas in a pod, basically. So it's just hard being away from her. But I hope you guys have a good day today.
Oh, that's the saddest talk back I've ever heard.
Gabriel. The peas in the pod are no longer at this moment because they're not in a pod.
Do you think that one pea is outliving her best life right now?
Well, Selena, you were telling me off air that you had talked to her ahead of time of this girl's trip, and she was actually on her way to Vegas to interview for a role as a body oil applicator at the Magic Mike Live show.
Yes.
Any word whether or not she was going to get that job?
I think it's going well.
I know she had been practicing a lot on other men.
She moved on to the second interview.
They've actually offered her another role on top of being the body oil applicator. She's going to be the one that just pretends like she's in the audience every single show, and she's the one that gets brought up to get danced on by all the guys every single show.
So technically she's auditioning to be the chair. She's like going to be one of the chairs.
She's like the main. She's the only woman in that.
She's going to sweatily grind on her. I actually had also heard that prior to going to that second round interview, she went out in Vegas with some of her friends, got way too drunk. They wound up at a strip club and they had just such a wild night. And I was like, don't forget about Gabriel, the pee in your pod. And she's like, who the hell is Gabriel?
Yeah. I don't even remember him. They made a stop by the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, you're right. You know what? That does make. I was having trouble understanding her text because it said something about Bunny Ranch, and I was like,
something about Lamar Odom. I don't know.
I don't get it. Like, why do you want to go find a new pet while you're out there?
That makes sense now. Yeah.
So they're at the ranch. Yeah. Sorry, Gabriel, but I'm sure like once she's back, she'll be right back in the pod with you there. That little pee.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, Gabriel's girlfriend just texted me.
Oh, she did? She's up early?
Yeah, she actually had to miss the audition to become the chair at Magic Mike Live because she was drinking last night with an entire Australian rugby team, and they played an entire game in her hotel room using her as the ball. And they were all shirtless, of course. So
wow, she's multi-talented.
Yeah, but it sounds like she's going to have to stay a few extra days in Vegas.
Oh, no. What's Gabriel going to do?
Yeah. Sorry, Gabriel.
It's Wild at 9. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena. And I'm Chess. All right, guys. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, a lot of events and shows going down in the days leading up to the big game. So listen up. Tonight, Benson Boone and Shaboozy, they're at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Uh-huh. Noah Kahan performing at the Warfield.
You know who's going to that tonight?
Noah Kahan.
Your boy right here.
You're going tonight.
Yes, I'm going.
2 Chainz is also at the Gold Bar Distillery in Alameda tonight.
Nice. Very fun. All right, the Golden State Warriors finally made a trade before the deadline. No, it was not shipping Draymond Green and a package of picks off to get Giannis from the Bucks like we thought it might be. Instead, the Warriors dealt Jonathan Kuminga and Buddy Hield to the Atlanta Hawks for Kristaps Porzingis. I can see Selena thinking, who? Mm-hmm. Glad you asked. He's a 30-year-old center that's over 7 feet tall. He can shoot threes. That's the good. The bad is that he is always injured and will become a free agent after the season. So this move doesn't do a ton for the Warriors in my mind other than ship off Kuminga, who's been demanding to be traded.
All right. Another warm day is expected.
Highs will be in the upper... Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. Temperatures will drop after today and should be in the 60s for the rest of the week.
You know, you could just go right into the weather report.
Feel like I have to say something as a transition.
Or she goes, all right. Hey, Capricorn besties. Your day today is going to be a 5.
Ooh, oh,
work
no.
drama is brewing and someone is trying to drag you in. Stay professional and stay out of it. A new project, though, landing on your desk, and it's exactly the challenge you've been craving. Embrace it. Stop undervaluing yourself, whether it's your work or your creative projects. Charge what you're worth.
Oh.
Remember that, Capricorn besties.
Doesn't sound so good.
I will try.
Oh, that's
all
you?
Right, that's, I'm a Capricorn bestie.
Oh, a 5 is a low score
yeah,
for a day.
I know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You know what we haven't done in a long time?
What?
A hot coffee chat!
All right.
I don't have any coffee yet to chug. I haven't gotten mine yet.
Dang it!
I want to do a hot coffee chug. Bad. Oh, hang on. Gabriel's girlfriend just texted me again. She said, due to the nature of her injury, which was to her inner thigh area, the hotel felt bad about it, and they are comping her with a hot Italian masseuse, and he's going to come work on that inner thigh area for the next 4 to 6 hours, help nurse her back to health.
Good.
A safe recovery. So that means she's going to have to obviously stay there longer.
Yes. Sorry,
she can't recover properly.
Yeah. Sorry, Gabriel. Right.
We are the JV Show. It's Wild 94.9. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, what happened to your car yesterday?
You guys, this is bad. My car, look, it turned 25 this year. Happy birthday to my car. It turned 25 this year. It's a 2001 Toyota 4Runner. I'm on the verge of hitting 370,000 miles. I have, you know, my goal is to reach 400,000. And then at that point, I might consider upgrading to a different used car, but I fully intend to ride it out.
I can't even imagine you in anything else at this point. Like that is just you. That car is you.
I couldn't. I think I would be devastated. Like I would cry. Like if that, you know, to lose that car.
I know it's a 2001. How long have you had it though? Like when did you get it?
I think I got it in 2006.
Whoa!
So it was like a new.
It had 40,000 miles on 50,000. I don't know. I put the bulk of the miles on that car myself. Anyways, I was driving on 80 yesterday home. And you know when there's a piece of debris in the road and it's blowing around in the wind? Like one car hits it and it blows around. And then the next car, and you're like, that thing's coming right for me. I just know it. It's not going to get blown off to the side. The next car is going to, it's going to swoosh over that car and hit me. Well, it must have been a big empty trash bag or something. And here it is, swirling around in the wind. Two cars in front of me. I see it pop up in the air. I'm like, here we go. It's going to, you know, cover straight over my windshield or whatever it is because it was a big bag. Then the car in front of me goes past it. The thing blows up in the air. Sure enough, here it comes. It's coming right at me.
Oh,
man. It's going to stick to the front of my car. Instead, it bounced right off the front of my car, right into the antenna of my car. Now, look, my car doesn't have a lot of technology in it. It's 25 years old. The one automated feature it does have is that when you turn the car on and the radio's on, the antenna rises up, you know, out of the hood. And then when you turn the car off, the antenna goes back down.
Whoa.
That's the extent of like the frills of technology in my car.
Okay.
And I listen to the radio because there's no, I don't have any other
choice.
Yeah. So, and also I'd like to support listening to local radio because I'm, you know, I work in radio, support the biz. Anyways, this plastic bag hits the antenna. Snaps it right over. It just now my antenna's laying straight back.
straight backwards. God.
So then when I go to finally park at the gym on my way home, luckily the bag didn't stick to it because that would be embarrassing if the, you know, piece of garbage was stuck to my car the whole drive home. I've had that happen before. Then when I go to park, then the poor little motor's trying to retract its antenna. It's like, and it can't pull it back down because it's all bent over. So then at the gym, then I went out and I bent it straight. I straightened it back up again, but it can only partially retract now.
And it's still making that noise?
Yes, and it's fighting it. It's fighting it. It's
so
trying
it's,
to
so
bring.
So it's stuck out of your car. It can't go all the way in.
Yeah, so like now if I go through the car wash, I'm screwed. It'll snap it right off. You know, it'll snap it clean off. This thing used to, you know, tuck all the way down nicely, and that was like the, you know, big automated feature on my car. And it's no longer, you guys. Now it's stuck partway up and it's bent and there was no straightening it back out. Once you bend one of those antenna things, you can't get it back into its original shape.
Oh, no. Time to just get rid of the whole thing.
I might have to throw the whole car away.
How are you going to listen to Wild 94.9 if your antenna's...
Luckily, the signal's still nice and strong.
Okay,
you can still listen to our station and others. So... there's that. It's pretty. It was pretty embarrassing, though. And it was also embarrassing just that drive, the rest of my drive. That happened pretty early in my drive on 80 yesterday.
I feel like what's
so
more embarrassing
with it looped over to one side.
I feel like what's more embarrassing is getting like that bag or whatever trash is floating around the highway stuck to like the grill of your car.
I hate that.
Me too.
I had a piece of cardboard on the front of my car for like, I don't know, 30 miles one time. I was like, eventually it's got to fly off, right? It didn't. It just stuck so embarrassing. Right to the front. Yeah. Who knew it? One little measly empty trash bag is going to wipe out my whole antenna.
How is that strong enough to break an antenna on your car?
Physics, Selena. Physics. Ooh, traveling at roughly 75 miles an hour. Sorry, 65 miles an hour. And then wind shear, mass, gravity,
velocity,
body in motion, remains in motion until affected by an outside.
Sort,
yeah, I did the whole calculation. Yeah.
What goes up must come down.
It is enough to
make sense.
To snap a flimsy old
2026 is the year of a new car?
No, look, I got 30,000 miles left to go. I think I drive about 20-something thousand miles a year. So, look, I think I got two more good years with her.
Two more?
Yeah. Maybe more. I mean, she just doesn't stop driving. That's the problem. She just keeps going.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Dominique from Benicia. You forgot about Alinium at the new Pier 80 Midway warehouse thing. More like the rave EDM scene, but that's where I'll be tonight. So have a good Super Bowl weekend. Oh, and I'm going to see T-Pain on Saturday. Let's go.
Nice. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I'm sorry. Well, have fun tonight.
That's going
to
be good.
How would you guys like to be at sort of an EDM rave thing?
Oh, I would pass
on
that.
Thursday night. Not for you?
Not for me.
Ooh, on a Thursday night? Why not? Yeah.
I would like to do nothing on a Thursday night, honestly, because I need my rest.
Yeah, I normally like to go to bed at 8, but I'm going to see Noah Kahn tonight.
You're crazy for that. You're bold for that. On a school night?
Tomorrow's going to be a rough one, you guys.
Ooh. All right, it's Wild 94.9. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, you were telling us about this injury that your car suffered yesterday.
Yeah, my antenna got basically snapped off. My old 2001 Toyota 4Runner.
Good morning, JV Show. Big Benzo out of Frisco. Yo, Graham. This being such a cheap skate, bro. Get out there and treat yourself to a new car, man. You know what I'm saying? Life's too short. Got to get out there and enjoy some of the fruits of the loins, man. You get me? So, yeah, man. Buy yourself a new car. You deserve it, brother. You work hard. Take care of your fam.
Yeah, what about that? Like, you deserve a new car. Shouldn't you be riding comfortably?
Haven't you seen what new cars cost? Are you joking me?
Yeah,
I haven't had a car payment since 2007.
Okay.
Like, you know,
I get that.
You see what I'm saying? Driving this old dream is the best investment
ever
made.
Anything is better than the car that you're in right now. You can get like a new used car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just an upgrade.
Yeah, but that costs money. Have you seen what those things
cost? You have an 850 credit score. Your car note would be like $200.
But that's more money than I'm spending right now. And me and my car have bonded over the years. We're connected. I love that car. I don't want a new car.
Right. It's an emotional thing now.
I want it just to keep going forever.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Edith from Livermore. I just want to say, Graham, you totally got this. We have a 2002 Toyota Tacoma, and it has, I believe, around 315,000 miles. So totally doable to reach your goal. We have no radio, so there's no sound in there anymore, and it has the manual roll-down windows. It is very, very old, but you got this.
Dang, the actual roll-down windows. When's the last time you're in a car where you actually have to roll down the windows and crank the handle?
Long time.
Been a long time.
It's been a minute. Mine at least has power. Mine has power windows.
Mine's
a year older, and I got way more. 315,000. That car's a baby. Mine's got 370.
Dang.
So you guys have been hearing about this road charge. Now, this is not a for sure thing yet. It's something they are exploring. Obviously, this is a bill that would have to be passed, and we know how long those things take to actually go into effect once they even do pass. But basically what the road charge is, it's a way for the state to replace declining gas tax revenue because everybody's switching to electric cars. And so the proposed rate, and you would be charged per mile. This is like the more you drive, the more you would have to pay. But the proposed rate would be like 2 cents per mile. So if the average driver is driving like 15,000 miles a year, you might pay like an extra $300 annually.
Oh, extra.
Yeah.
Extra.
It's an extra tax.
I don't like this.
And they are. And one of the ways that they would like keep tabs on how far you're driving, they would be like tracking your car either with GPS or reading your odometer to see like how far you're actually going.
that's the thing where this whole thing falls apart a bit in my mind. Look, I understand it. Everyone, anytime there's a new tax proposed, everyone hates it, right? Everybody is like, what? No, I don't want to pay any more tax. But you understand it because there is a significant amount of every gallon of gas you buy, there's a tax baked in, and that money is collected. And obviously there used to be a lot more revenue, like Selena was saying. Now people have gone electric. Now there's suddenly a lot less revenue. And that money supposedly is supposed to be the thing that fixes up our roads and maintains, you know, all this, you know, overpasses and all this stuff. And they got less money all of a sudden. So what do we do? Now this is why they're trying to figure this out. So it presents an interesting sort of thought experiment. What do you do? And
figure it out.
Obviously, the public reaction is new taxes suck. And I agree with that. I don't want to pay any more money in taxes. But also, how do you have the money to maintain the roads when you don't? Now, the one little thing I think that bugs people is we're maintaining the roads.
That's what I'm saying. The roads are not even maintained.
I had a pothole this morning about to merge onto 37 or whatever, coming down 29. And I mean, I thought my tire was going to explode. You know what I mean? My question is, we're maintaining the roads? If our roads were like pristine and everything was perfect, you'd be like, yes, I would like to maintain this level of something. And if everybody could chip in and we could keep things perfect like this, that'd be one thing. But our roads are a disaster. So where's all that money that's going, that's been collected on this gas tax that everybody's been paying for generations? Where's all that money?
Right. Especially people like you, Graham, you drive so far every day to get to work. Like that's like a huge bill at the end of the year to have to pay.
And am I still paying because I drive a gas car? Am I still paying the gas tax? Shouldn't I be exempt because I am paying?
That's a good point. It should apply only to people with the electric cars.
Does it apply only to electric cars? That would be my.
But I also don't like the idea of like them checking your car to see how far you're driving and to make sure you're not lying. That seems like just a complete violation.
And that part is where this thing totally falls apart. How do you enforce it? You're going to tell me that I have to add some feature, a tracking feature to my car?
Absolutely not.
That's where you're going to lose a lot of public support. And then also if people have to self-report. People are going to figure out ways to change their odometer or whatever. This is interesting thing. Same thing sort of happening with California's power, because everybody switched to solar, right? Okay, well, now there's so many people that have solar that no longer have a bill with PG&E, right? Well, that means the people that can't afford solar are the ones paying to then maintain the grid. Well, why should they be the ones that have to pay to maintain the grid? But everyone's like, well, no, but you guys told me I should get solar. I invested all this money to get solar. Everyone said solar, solar, solar. So they're seeing that sort of same sort of crisis happening right there, because now you're putting the burden on,
right,
a certain group of people that doesn't have solar on their houses, and they're the ones paying to maintain PG&E's grid.
Is that why
the
rates have gone up?
Well, that's part of it. And that's part of why they changed how they reimburse you for the solar you generate on your house. But it's the same sort of thing.
Well, I don't like it.
As technology is changing, the state and companies are like, whoa, 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 we used to make all this money doing this. How do we make up for it? And this is why this gas tax proposal or mileage tax proposal comes about.
I hate all of it.
Yeah, let's just go back to walking, I guess, and using candles.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm going to take a kayak into work tomorrow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is me, Little Miss Amada from San Jose, and I just want to wish my best friend Gavin a happy 8th birthday, and be blessed with many, many more. And happy birthday. Love you. Have a beautiful and blessed day, everyone. Bye.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy 8th birthday, Gavin.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Lil Jon's son has been reported missing. So Nathan Smith is Lil Jon's 27-year-old son that he shares with his estranged wife. And on Tuesday of this week, Nathan was reported missing in Georgia. The missing person report states, quote, subject ran out of his house and has been missing since. Subject left on foot and does not possess a phone. He may be disoriented and in need of assistance. Family and friends are concerned for his safety. And no one has heard from him. since then.
Okay, but left under his own accord.
Left under his own accord, yeah, but it sounds like maybe going through something if they're right. saying he might be disoriented, confused, kind of wandering off, wandering around, not really sure what's going on there, but super scary.
Yeah, very scary. I guess when you see hear somebody has the gun missing or whatever, we immediately...
Not an abduction.
Right. We immediately switch to this Savannah Guthrie story about the mom, and it's like, oh my God.
Right. And details on that coming up 7:50. Right now, though, did you guys hear about LaRussell signing to Roc Nation?
Mm-mm.
Whoa.
This is huge news for the Bay. So LaRussell, as you know, is from Vallejo. And if you don't know, he is going to be performing on Sunday at the official Super Bowl tailgate concert right mm-hmm. outside of Levi's, which is already huge. You know, he posted a picture with Jay-Z, who obviously handles all the entertainment for the NFL. And that got a lot of people talking. And he was asked about that yesterday while he was doing an interview with the Breakfast Club in New York. And he revealed that although he had turned down record deals in the past, he's just done so much with his career since then that he finally made the move and he has signed to Jay-Z's Roc Nation.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Which is huge. Congratulations to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Grammy, and what do you have?
All right. If you've seen military helicopters flying low patterns across the Bay Area this week, do not be alarmed. At least so says the government. That's because according to them, this is standard operating procedure they do every year prior to the Super Bowl. These are helicopters from the National Nuclear Security Administration. They're outfitted with special radiation sensing and communication equipment that provides a real-time image of radiation levels down at ground level. The agency said these aerial radiation surveys are a normal and routine part of security and emergency preparedness activities. In other words, it's counterterrorism. They're using these tools to help detect and defeat any nuclear threats.
Well, thank you.
A lot of people on social media a little unnerved when they saw these helicopters flying around, and maybe they're still doing these flights. I'm not sure if they're entirely wrapped up or not. Other people just scratching their head like, what the hell is happening? But again, that's for everybody's safety. We have such a massive marquee, basically global event here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, so. I think it would have freaked me out if I would have looked up and saw that. Yeah. What is going on?
Yeah. So that's what it is, okay, everybody.
Okay, that's good.
Don't worry. They do this every year. It's just part of being prepared.
Okay. Nice. All right.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Couple things before we kick off What the Bleep. First, we have your chance to win crazy cash. This is $1,000, people. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is friend. Take that keyword friend over to wild949.com. Or if you are streaming us right now on the free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app, we appreciate you. Hit the contest tab right there and you can find a spot to enter that keyword. Friend, you got this entire hour to do it.
Yes.
You might win $1,000. Good luck.
The other thing we were talking about earlier is this proposed road charge here in California, basically to replace declining gas tax revenue because mm-hmm. everyone's switching over to electric. What they want to do is make us pay per mile every year.
Yeah, about that, the tax thing for driving your car. Well, you know, if they're tracking your mileage with GPS, the problem becomes where does that tracking stop? You know, the infrastructure required to do that type of tracking is incredibly nuanced and can be very intrusive in terms of what data they're collecting. Kind of slightly off topic, but kind of on topic with this whole tax thing. I'm currently on my way to work to Cupertino with 20% battery left, and I'm playing Russian roulette with getting to work. So, yeah. I hope I get there.
It's a dangerous game.
I hope you make it as well. Yeah, a couple things there. What are you saying about the tracking? It is interesting, yeah, if they had to track so they could tax you appropriately how many miles you drive each year, they would have to do something to verify that you're driving there. Well, okay, now you're handing over to the government everywhere you go. Because the GPS info is going to know where you go and what you do, you know, like where you travel to each day. We're perfectly fine, apparently, handing over that information to TikTok, to Google, to Apple, because they know that. They know where your phone goes every day. So they already track you constantly. So it is interesting. Like, we're like, no, don't track me. But you're already.
It just seems different.
You can't quite
explain it, but it just seems different.
At least that one, you're sort of opting in. This one, they'd be forced tracking, I guess. But yeah, we're constantly being tracked. And then, yes, my wife has switched over to an electric car recently, and that is a game you play with the charge. It's like,
uh-oh.
Oh, I got to do that. Oh, but I got to go here. But, oh, I only have this much charge. Can I do that? It's a new kind of stress.
Oh, I don't like that. I already forget to charge my phone most of the time. Imagine not charging your car. Like, mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a new... As they build out the charging infrastructure, and you can charge faster now at these super, you know, charging stations or whatever, but it's still something you got to plan out and think about each
that
day.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And as always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
Ladies, how old were you when you first started getting I feel like it's so much younger these days.
I've read that. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, they're getting younger and younger.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something to that. I don't know why. Must be something in the water. All right, or all the processed foods. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. What? Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG. Please leave us your name and your city along with that guess. Of course, you're leaving that guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Get your guess in. I would advise quickly if you want to win a JV Show Chug Mug, because only the first correct answer of the morning gets that chug.
That's right. And we're going to play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
And this is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. Ladies, how old were you when you first started getting... I feel like it's so much younger these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. It just gets younger and younger.
And developing.
Let's go to your guesses. This is a family show, so that word is always something family friendly.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Rodrigo from Tracy. Is the bleeped out word makeup? Got them some makeup.
It's a good guess. That is also getting younger and younger.
Right. At what age were you allowed to start wearing makeup?
I don't feel like I was... Oh, like my parents told me I couldn't until I was 15, but I did anyways. And they got over it when I was like 13.
Jess, when were you allowed to wear makeup?
Yeah, it probably was high school too. I didn't really wear that much makeup even throughout high school though, even when I could.
Oof, you needed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Graham. I'm joking. Little tiny jokey joke.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday, Junior. I think the bleeped out word is piercings. Girls be getting them piercings way too early. All right, guys, have a great day.
Ooh. Yes.
Piercings.
At what age were you allowed to get a piercing?
15.
Ears?
Nose.
The ears, you get them when you're born.
Yeah, I was like a few months old when I got my ears.
Yeah, okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Allison and Jordan out of San Jose, and we think the bleeped out word is wrinkle. Wrinkles. Wrinkles. All right. Hope you guys have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
Graham, don't ask.
It's a pretty popular guest this morning. Oh, have you noticed the young ladies getting wrinkles earlier? I feel like there's less wrinkles. There's more Botox and stuff happening earlier.
Yeah, right? It's the opposite.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to ask how old I was when I
started getting wrinkles.
Yeah, and I'd be like, I'm only 26 and a half. I don't know what you're talking about. That would be my answer.
Got it.
All right. Yeah. Great guesses so far. If you have a guess, you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave it now on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Gonna play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are gonna send you a JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. Ladies, how old were you when you first started getting I feel like it's so much younger these days. It is so much younger these days. But remember, this is a family show. That word is something family friendly. Let's go to your guesses.
Hi guys, this is Sylvia from Concord, and I think the bleeped out word is pimples. All right, have a good day.
Pimples!
Pimples, acne, two of the most popular guesses this morning. A lot of people noticed a trend. Acne happening earlier? I would think not, because everyone has this 18-step skincare routine that they have to do
every day. I think that's about the same.
Yep.
I think.
Okay.
I think.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Monica from San Bruno, and my guess is bras.
Bras.
May I ask at what age you got your first over-the-shoulder boulder holder?
HR is listening.
I don't think you can ask that.
Right? Why not? Of course I can ask that. That's a thing. It's a thing in every young woman's life when they get their first bra. Do you remember your mom fitting that around you and showing you how to clasp it?
No.
I don't.
Because you start off with, like,
training
bras.
Yeah.
And how does it like? How does
Why
it train
are
you
asking you? About all these underage girl things?
Because this is the topic of what what the bleep is today.
It's making me uncomfortable.
It's just genuine curiosity. Okay.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Gucci Zay from Vallejo. I think the word is boyfriends. Holla at me.
Ooh. What's up, Gucci Zay? No, that's not it. Are the girls getting boyfriends a lot earlier nowadays?
Maybe. I feel like that's kind of stayed about the same as well.
I think so.
Am I allowed to ask when you had your first boyfriend, or are you going to be like, oh, no, that's weird?
No, that's not as weird as asking about my bra when I was like 11. Like, that's weird.
I don't find that weird.
That is weird.
It's funny is what it is. It's a morning radio show. Okay, when did you have your first boyfriend?
Boyfriends. I want to say like sixth grade.
Was his name?
But you know when you have a boyfriend that young, it's not like real boyfriend.
Right.
It's just like you just say that's your boyfriend and that's it. Right. Then you like get nervous and you don't even talk to the person.
Right.
Break up a few days later.
Because that was me,
like that.
That was me too in the third grade and I was like, that's my boyfriend. The one I sit next to in the bus. But was that actually my boyfriend?
Did you guys ever hold hands?
No, of course not.
Did you ever hug?
No.
What was your boyfriend's name, Selena? Don't act like you don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
Jess, what was your third grade boyfriend's name?
I don't remember his name. It must have been something like.
What are you guys
talking about? I think it was like Manuel. I don't remember. But one day I just didn't see him ever again on the bus.
Oh my God, he got so creeped out by Jess. He never went back to school.
Yeah. He's like, I can't show my face there again. She thinks we're dating. We're totally not. I just want to play Foursquare.
Morning, JV Show. This is Misty from Union City, and I think the bleeped out word is manicure.
Manicure! All right, so here's today's clip, unbleeped. Ladies, how old were you when you first started getting manicures? I feel like it's so much younger these days. So the word was manicures with an S.
Oh.
Does it count?
Oof.
Manicure.
But did anybody say manicures with an S?
No.
No? Okay, then I'm fine with it.
You're fine with it? Okay, well then congratulations.
All right, there we go. Yeah.
You got a chug mug.
That's a Misty in Union City. I'd love to give a bunch of shout outs, but like we said, she had the only 99% correct answer this morning. Mm-hmm. So we will be giving her a chug mug rather than awarding zero chug mugs just for missing that pesky S at the end. But that is the extent of the shout outs. When were you allowed to start getting? You're talking about getting like actual nails put on?
I remember my first nails ever going into a salon for my eighth grade graduation. Now we have 10-year-olds walking around with full sets.
Right.
That's weird.
And like full on acrylic nails.
Yeah.
Jess, when were you allowed to get your first set? Or was that something that would be, is that something that's frowned upon by most moms to their young daughters? Like, not until you're 15 or whatever.
For some, yeah.
Yeah, but I think you start off slow, so you don't do the fake nails until you're a little bit older, but you can go in and get a manicure and they'll just paint your nails.
Yeah, see, like my daughter will go with my wife for that. They'll go together to the nail salon and she'll get her nails painted, obviously not putting fake nails on.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's still considered a manicure, I think.
Some of the more popular guesses this morning, we had waxed. Am I allowed to ask that? You got your first wax. When were you first waxed?
Like where?
I guess anything. I didn't do any waxing until adulthood.
Oh, rocking the bushiness. All right.
And then grays. There are razors.
Grays, gray hairs, another popular, I guess, there. Selena, you're only 26 and a half.
Only 26 and a half doesn't apply
grays
to me.
Poking through. Jess, you're in your 30s now. Any grays popping out?
No.
Periomenopause was a surprisingly popular guess. I know you guys haven't hit that yet. Crushes and Botox. A lot of people guess Botox.
Great guesses, everyone. Thank you everyone for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow, same time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Lisey.
Lisey, what is up? How are you?
Hi, I'm great. I'm here with my daughter, Riley, and she's super excited that we get to play today.
Hi, Riley. All right, so here's how this works. It's our Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. If you get three correct, you win
two tickets to check out Freya Sky.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one. What does the E in email stand for?
Electronic.
Yep. Yeah.
Good one. Good one. Good start. All right. Question number two. The Winter Olympics currently underway in what country?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to take a big guess. The ice cream man. goodness. I don't know. Greenland.
Nope. Not Greenland. No, we're not in really good, great terms with them.
I think they need us.
At the moment, they're not big fans. Winter Olympics going on right now. They just got underway in Italy.
Oh,
the opening ceremonies are tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Winter Olympics, and it's not on anybody's radar right now? Come on, you guys.
It's like Winter Olympics.
Too much going
big
on.
Game.
Come on.
Leaning
show
more towards
USA.
Big game.
USA. USA.
Yeah, what, football.
Okay.
NFL football, not the soccer kind.
Got it.
At least not right now. Here's question number three. How many zeros are there in the number 10 million?
Seven.
Yep.
Yep.
I was counting on my fingers over here. She got there quicker than I did. All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game. In Greek mythology, Zeus, the king of all the gods, ruled from the top of Mount what?
Oh, God.
What mountain?
That's a great question. Can I take a guess, Levy? Because I don't know this one.
Greenland?
Oh, my gosh. Greenland. Yes, Greenland. No.
You've heard this. You know this when I say
this
it.
A long time ago history. I know this. Do I know this? Oh my gosh.
Running out
of
time.
My daughter.
Take a guess.
Mount. I don't know.
Mount Everest. No, not Mount Everest. It's Mount Olympus.
Jake!
Olympus.
Oh my God. You knew that.
So close.
You almost won. You did. You almost won, but you
I blame Greenland.
Not quite. Yeah,
you
I blame
know what we should do to punish Greenland for screwing this up?
Jess.
We should just go and acquire them and just like take Greenland.
Just like steal it.
Like it's
it
ours.
Really should
we'll just be
ours.
Like, hey,
yeah, it is now.
No harm, no foul, but you're ours now.
Thank you, Lisey, for playing. Don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold and you have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right. You guys have a great one, too.
Thank you. Hang on. And Graham, we got some shout-out.
You know we do. First DM here. It says, hey, Graham, love the show. We listen every morning on the way to school. I wanted to give a birthday shout-out to our daughter, Ivy, who is turning 6. We love you and are so proud of you. Congrats on turning 6'7". That's from Mom Jen. But is she really 6'7"? She's turning 6.
I think just 6, right?
It's more like 5'6". Right now. Next year will be 6'7". Well, either way, happy birthday, Ivy.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Can you send a birthday shout out to my son, Carlitos? He's the big 10 today. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. We love you, Carlos, and wish you many more years. Love Mom, Dad, Janelle, and Jylene. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. Can you pretty please give my super amazing sister, Jackie from Antioch, a big birthday shout out? Her birthday was yesterday, but she was out living it up in the city. Diego, Brittany Jr. and I love you so much. She's the biggest JV show fan. She was listening to you guys while we were on vacation in Mexico. Appreciate you. Thank you. And that's from Jessica. Yes. Happy, happy belated birthday,
Woo!
Jackie.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning. I want to give my daughter Avery a birthday shout out. My daughter and I listen to the JV show every morning on her way to school. And today's a very special day because she's turning 10. Please give Avery
That's
a very
huge.
Big happy birthday. We love her so much and are so proud of the girl she's becoming. It's so hard to believe our baby girl is the big 10 and officially double digits. We love you to the moon and back. Love Mom, Dad, Bradley, and Coda. And that is their dog. Yes, happy birthday, Avery.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, a girlfriend sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. You're not alone in here. Want to give a shout out to my boyfriend, Roman. Thank you for being the best doggy daddy to our girls, Honey and Cheeks. Love you. Your forever girl, Sorida. Yes, happy. Maybe that's not a birthday. Maybe it's just a shout out.
Who gives a
Either
fart?
Way. One final one. Hey, Graham, can you please give a shout out to my 7-year-old son, Vihan, for his upcoming swim meet. You power through and always do your best. Love, Mama. He listens to the show every day on his way to school and would love to hear a...
Who gives a fart?
Thank you so much. Yes, do great at that swim
Woo!
Meet. You're going to dominate.
Totally. Unless.
Unless
no,
he like, just sinks to the bottom like
stop,
a stone. And
stop.
Just like the bubbles are escaping his mouth
stop.
As that last gasp of air comes out and he finishes dead last.
All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so there's a clip from Travis Kelce's New Heights podcast that is going viral. You can check this out on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. I'm watching this. Travis isn't at his usual podcast setup. Mm-hmm. So it seems like he recorded this at Taylor's house. At least that's what everybody is saying. Anyways, there's part of the podcast that is going viral because as they are talking, you know, Travis and his brother Jason, Travis leans back in his chair and his chair just like snaps in half.
You know how they do best in show for like dogs where they like trot them out? And, like, they do it for like horses too. Oh, shit. You all right, Trip?
We're good.
You good?
Taylor's gonna kill me.
Two things from watching this clip here.
Yeah.
Travis is a sweaty guy. As he puts his arms up, as he's like, you know, flailing out of this broken chair, all you see is like the world's hugest pit stains. He is sweating through his hoodie that he has.
Yeah, he's got a hoodie on and he is clearly sweat way through
it. He is sweating.
As a formerly very sweaty guy, I feel like I've kind of grown out of my sweatiness. But if you know that you're a sweaty guy, you really have to pick your... See, I wouldn't layer up like that.
Right.
I understand, okay, maybe more material helps hide it in, hence the hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
But that ends up backfiring because then you're just so hot under there and then it's just drip, drip, drip the entire podcast. You're just sweating and you're going to sweat
that's
right through
so
your hoodie.
Gross.
You got to pick something a little that's going to keep you a little cooler, a little more breathable to avoid totally having a couple of wet dinner plates under your armpits.
The other thing that I was wondering after watching this clip, does Travis fake tan? Do we know?
Oh.
Because either that or he's wearing a lot of face makeup, which it doesn't look like he is. But do you see around his eyes? It is like significantly lighter, almost like pink.
I gotta revisit what his natural skin color
would look like. But maybe he's doing the fake tan and that's where like the goggles are.
Unless he's just spending a ton of time in the sun wearing goggles.
I don't know.
Wearing little micro tanning
goggles. Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't it look like he might be a fake tanner?
His eyelids in that area are very pink.
Yes.
They're very... But he's also not that tan. Yeah, he's kind of tan. Who knows?
Who knows?
It could just be that he's, you know, him and Taylor Swift are on vacation every week now in some
goggles.
Tropical place. And maybe he is out there, you know.
Maybe.
Swimming around in the warm waters with little teensy goggles on.
The latest now on the abduction of Nancy Guthrie. Again, this is Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show's mom, who was taken from her home over the weekend. Police say against her will, there is evidence that this was an abduction. Authorities returned to her home in Tucson yesterday, I guess, to look around for more evidence pointing anywhere. They were photographed and news coverage got them, you know, in there wearing latex gloves and they're carrying out boxes of items. They have the canine dogs there to sniff around. And there was one guy who was carrying what looked like a forensic device that accesses data from smartphones and SIM cards and things like that. So they are still like heavily in this investigation, trying to figure out what direction to go to next. Meanwhile, Savannah and her siblings, they got together and posted a very emotional video to Instagram yesterday. This first voice that you're going to hear is Savannah's sister. But then when you hear someone come in and talk about the ransom note that TMZ got earlier this week, that is Savannah.
Mama, if you're listening, we need you to come home. We miss you. She lives in constant pain. She is without any medicine. She needs it to survive. We too have heard the reports about a ransom letter in the media. We are ready to talk. However, we live in a world where voices and images are easily manipulated. We need to know, without a doubt, that she is alive and that you have her. We want to hear from you, and we are ready to listen. Please, reach out to us.
Oh my gosh.
They are pleading with whoever took
brutal.
Her.
Brutal.
I can't think of anything scarier than
I know.
That.
I also hadn't even really thought that. Yeah, in the world of AI now.
Right. They could easily manipulate anything. Yeah, we have your mom. Send us this much money. Like, they need a phone call. Like
here's a video of her. But if there's any recorded clips of her voice or video of anywhere outer that's ever been published before. Somebody can access that and then create a fake that is so dead on that you'd think it's real. It's just like, that's going to be a scary thing in cases like this moving forward.
I know.
I wonder if they issued this video because they believe that it is a ransom situation. Like, I wonder if they think,
because
authorities have not led on to whether or not they think, they haven't played that card, you know, they haven't shown their hand yet as to whether or not they think the ransom thing is legit or not. Oh, right. We're investigating to see if that's real or not. This video, do you think that kind of lends a little evidence to the side that they, the family, because they're privy to
information
in this investigation. Like, I wonder if they think that's the situation.
Yeah, possibly, or if they're just pleading with anyone. She has to be somewhere. Someone has her. What do you want? Like, here, you know?
Yeah, the fact that they say, we're willing to talk, but we need, you know, leads me to believe that I think they think it's a ransom situation.
Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, Super Bowl weekend this weekend. San Francisco hotels experiencing a massive price spike for the weekend. Some of the nicer properties charging an average of over $1,200 a night, which is up almost six times their typical rates. Even those little cute two-star hotels getting in on the action. They're averaging close to $400 a night. Three-star properties close to $600. And again, those four-star properties well over $1,200. The most expensive option for this weekend in Union Square, the Hilton, they had rooms for $2,142 a night. That's before taxes, of course. And you know those taxes and fees.
Pesky taxes.
They add all kinds of stuff on when you're checking out. You're like, wait, I thought the room was this. No. There's this and this and this and this. Room keys, parking, taxes, fees, associate cleaning fees. And then you're at like $1,000. Many hotels have been completely sold out since last year. So people, if you were looking for a last-minute room this weekend to come in to go to the game, very hard to find rooms. This is normally a slow season for San Francisco tourism, so this is a big deal for the city and the city and particularly downtown and hotel industries like revitalization. This is a big deal. Normally this time of year, you get a room for about $188 a night, so this is a big deal. And seeing this level of occupancy is a great news for the tourism industry. They say the World Cup coming to town in the summer this year, that's expected to also boost the city's hotel revenue. So we could see we're seeing some good momentum for San Francisco tourism. This is good.
That is great news.
Over $2,000 a night to stay at the Hilton in San Francisco.
You.
And then you realize that the big game is like actually not really like kind of far away. Your Uber's gonna be a couple $100.
All right. Thank you, Grammy. Coming up next on the JV show, you got into an argument with someone on the phone.
Speaking of hotel rooms, I have a little bit of an issue myself yesterday.
Give us those details next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Woo. Okay, hold on. This is regarding the radio drop that from yesterday. A caller called in and was like, oh, how come Graham doesn't have a drop, but everyone does? Isn't your drop? Who gives a fart? Okay, bye.
First of all, I like the attempt to do one of our drops. Which is there at the start of that. Yeah, yesterday somebody was like, how come Graham doesn't have any drops? Drops, if you don't know, are these little, little snippets and things that we like to play, like Jess saying,
Nice.
And nice. Stuff like that. And I really don't have any. As much as I would like to take credit for this one.
Who gives a fart?
That is not me.
That's not you.
That's from a video from years ago. I can't remember how or why. I vaguely remember why. But no, I can't take credit for that one. It is one of the greatest JV show drops of all time, though.
It is.
I wish it was my voice.
Wait, Graham, I want to make sure we have time for this. You got into it with somebody yesterday. What happened?
Okay, so we talked a little bit about dragging our feet and waiting until the last second to make Valentine's Day plans and how that was backfiring at everyone because everyone said, all the restaurants are already booked up. You're not going to get anything other than a 5 o'clock reservation and stuff. Spoiler alert, that's also true, by the way, because I tried to make a dinner reservation yesterday. But the one thing I was trying to do was, I don't have a childcare babysitting for actual Valentine's Day night, which is next Saturday. I have it for Friday. Okay. So that's going to be our Valentine's Day. We're going to celebrate that day. And my idea was Let's get away. Let's do a one night, just quick trip getaway. We'll drop the kids off at the in-laws and then we'll go do a one night trip. And I want to go book a room at a place that's really like special to us as a place that we got married. And I thought, oh, that'd be like cute.
Oh, that's
we'll
cute.
Like go back there and they have a restaurant there. And so I was like, oh, we'll just go to dinner there and we'll stay the night there. It's going to be great. So I look online, of course, that's where you start. And okay, yeah, they've got rooms available for Friday night. Saturday night's booked up. Don't care. Not going to be there Saturday. But Friday, they got rooms. So then you click on it, and then you go to advance the next thing, and it won't let you advance the reservation. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. And I tried entering different rooms and different things, but okay, there are rooms available for Friday, just not Saturday. Let me book. I call them up. Hey, I really want to book a room for Friday night. Can you? Do you guys not have any rooms available? Because it says there are, but it won't let me actually book one. So the guy, like, you know, starts typing in. Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got rooms. We have this room. We got this kind of room. We have, we have a couple of these kinds of rooms. So, yeah, there's plenty of rooms. I can't book this here. You got to use our system online. What do you mean? You're the front desk at the hotel. I don't get it. Why can't I call you and book the room? I'm trying it online. It's not working. He's like, well, let me try it. I'll go online. Okay, bro. You're going to see the same thing as me. He's like, yeah, it won't let me add. Oh, this must be a, I think there's a 2-night minimum. So that's probably why, but I'm going to transfer you to somebody in the reservations department.
A 2-night minimum.
And I understand that, you know, Valentine's Day weekend, they want to get you there for 2 nights, but I don't have 2 nights. I got 1 night. So they transfer me, you know, I wait on hold forever. Then they transfer me to the guy at the reservations. I was like, hey, shows you guys have rooms.
I want
might be
one.
A 2-night thing. I'd love to book one. I can't stay there Saturday night. I can only stay 1 night. So what's the deal? He's like, yeah, there are a couple things. Let me see. And yeah, there are a couple rooms available. Yeah, but it's a 2-night minimum. So I can't book you that room. I was like, so it's just going to sit there empty. So the room is there. It's just going to sit. You don't want to make money for the 1 night because we have a rule that it's a 2-night. So the rooms are just going to sit there empty. On Friday night, which would be a nice night. You want me to, I'm going to come there and then I'm going to eat at your restaurant and, you know, I'm going to spend some money there. So you guys would rather just turn that down and just go, no, it's a 2-night. Well, yeah, because everything is, we're booked solid. Every room is booked for Saturday. I'm like, I don't think you're understanding me. I just want to go for Friday. Why can't I book a room for Friday?
Did they end up letting you?
Make this make sense. What?
Did they end up letting you or are you just going to get to book it?
No.
So what are you going to do?
We legit ended in a stalemate. He's like, well, you know, you could try back and maybe they'll drop the 2-night thing at some point. Aren't you the guy that can drop the 2-night thing?
Yeah, you're the reservation guy. Hello.
Let me book a room for Friday night.
Dang it. So what are you going to do? You're going to have to book somewhere else?
Now we're not doing it. I looked around at other places.
So now you're not doing it.
And it just doesn't, it's not the same. It's not special, you know, to just go somewhere random just for the sake of going somewhere. I really wanted to go there. So scrap that idea and then. Now we're just going to go out to dinner somewhere local and sleep at our own boring house.
Oh,
and
why?
It's just like, it's just not it really took the wind out of my sails. But can someone, I get that it's a 2-night minimum, but like you'd rather not make money than make money?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Nice Holiday Inn in Hayward.
Oh, tell me more.
Think about it. It has a pool, free parking.
Okay. How's the Wi-Fi?
I'm checking now. Ooh, there is Wi-Fi. Strong and signal.
Number of bed bugs generally, quite a few.
But it's lower than the other ones.
Okay. I'm interested.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you were just telling us about a
situation. Trying to book
you.
A room for our Valentine's Day weekend. My wife and I can only celebrate Friday. That's the night we have childcare. But this hotel is like, we got a 2-night minimum, yet they don't have any rooms available Saturday. I can't figure out how to book it.
Hey, this is Lucia from San Francisco. Graham, not to reopen the wound, but doesn't make sense. How are you going to have a 2-night minimum? So you'd have to book Friday and Saturday. But all of your rooms for Saturday are booked up. So technically, there would be no Friday-Saturday booking. There would be no 2-night minimum that fits that criteria. Makes no sense. But yeah, sorry about that. Hopefully, you guys have a great weekend anyway.
Yeah, you can't even.
I was banging my head against the wall. There's rooms available for Friday.
Right.
All the rooms are booked for Saturday. So maybe people book Saturday and Sunday. I don't know how they're getting past the 2-night minimum rule, but I want them just Friday night. No, it's a 2-night minimum. And I forgot to throw in that Thursday night, all the rooms are booked too. So Friday's sitting there on an island with available rooms.
That makes no
sense. So it'd be one thing if they were like, well, now you got to book Thursday too and Friday to get that 2-night minimum. Okay, I understand. There's no rooms available Thursday and none Saturday. If Friday's parties on an island with several available rooms, and they wouldn't let me book one.
I'm telling you, Holiday Inn in Hayward.
I'm welcoming you right over. Now. Yeah.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
All right, so there's a woman named Jessica Kirk who posted this on social media. She says, every boyfriend, husband, at least most of them, they have this certain thing in their phone. And I'm wondering if it's true. I don't think my man has this. But Graham, I'm wondering if you have something similar. She says that if you were to go into your boyfriend's phone and check his notes app, you'll most likely find an entire note dedicated to you, the woman that they are dating or married to. And it is just with list of things you like, things that you don't like your favorite flowers, your favorite restaurant, what kind of chocolate you like, what you're into reading, your favorite movie, your sizes, your favorite brands, things that you would like as a gift coming up, things that you absolutely hate, your friends' names, you know, things like everything that you should know about that person. Right. Do you have this, Graham?
I do not, but I should. I mean, I've told you I keep a notes app just on gift ideas. When I hear my wife mention that she wants something, I go there and write down because I know I'll forget it otherwise. And I have that. So I have a gifts.
That's helpful.
Notes app, which I think has helped me over the years, but you guys mock the gifts. But again, those are things I hear my wife say that she wants or needs. I think if you were particularly in the, you know, online dating world, it's probably tough to keep track of. If you're going on a lot of different dates, and then it would almost be helpful to be like, okay, this is this person.
Wow.
They like these things that, you know, so like you don't.
I guess then it would make
sense. So you don't mix it up and be like, oh, how was your basketball game the other day? And she's like, I don't play basketball. You know,
yeah, I guess that would make sense. But she's saying like, no, once you're in an exclusive relationship, a lot of boyfriends, they have these notes and they just update it, you know, constantly over the years.
So my fiance has the same thing as you, Graham. It's like a list of all the things that he, like if I randomly mention something, he'll add it to the list of things that he would want to get me as a gift in the future.
Yeah.
And then we have a dates list of all the different restaurants that we want to try out.
That's smart. I like that.
I like that.
So he's very big on lists. So I leave it to him. But I think it's really helpful.
God, my man doesn't have any of this.
Maybe
I
he does,
think.
And you just don't know.
I can almost guarantee that he does not have a list about me.
Well, just to flip it, shouldn't you ladies have one about us guys?
But I feel like we remember everything.
That's a good
plus
point.
Plus, we're easy. We only want one thing on our birthday and for Christmas and any other holiday.
I don't need that on my notes app.
Well, maybe it's just a set of reminders.
Two letters.
But that's expected. Yes, it's very simple to remember. So it's shocking when you ladies pretend to forget it. I think I wonder if I should have a more detailed. I like the idea of adding
shoe
some
sizes and things like
that. Yeah, things like that, just to make it easier. Because otherwise, then I'm having to message her friends or like my sister or something. Like, do you know what size Kate wears in this? I'm always doing that.
I've even seen some where guys will have like their girl's order from like every restaurant. Oh. So if I'm stopping by Taco Bell, I know what she gets from there. If I'm going by like Wendy's, like I know what to get. I know what she likes from In-N-Out. So I think that's helpful too.
Yeah. That's a major dedication on these guys' part. Like, I'm impressed by that. Like these guys, this should be like a major like swoon thing for you ladies.
All guys should do that.
Yeah, most of us are too lazy.
God, that's true. I know.
Yeah. I've even thought about like getting all of the shades or numbers of like my makeup products to give to him. That way, if he ever like needs a present for me, like I'd love some new makeup in my shade, you know? And that's a harder thing to just know.
I feel like they'll still screw that up.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point.
I wouldn't even trust them.
Or he probably just would choose a different gift instead of having to go to Ulta and like shop around for
me.
Yeah, I don't want to go in there. Nope.
The JV Show on Wild
94.9. This is Nora Huski wishing Nora Huski from San Bruno a happy 13th birthday. We love you from Mommy, Daddy, and Elise. Have a great day. Love you.
Oh,
nice.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Who gives a fart?
Great point. Yeah. All right, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And Graham, you were telling us about your situation yesterday, trying to book a room for Valentine's weekend.
Yeah, running into a major brick wall with a 2-night minimum for a hotel that has no rooms available on Thursday night or Saturday night, and I'm just trying to go for Friday night. How do you book a 2-night minimum? They're like, sorry, you're out of luck.
Hey, Graham, I was just thinking about your hotel situation for Valentine's Day for you and your wife. Try the website Trivago. I'm able to do stuff on that website that I'm not able to do on actual hotel websites, like book single night rooms. Not all the time, but sometimes you get lucky. Good luck.
Ooh.
Dude. Now, look, I listened to that talkback during the last song, and I immediately went to that site, and this is some insider. This is the tip of the day, you guys.
Really? Is it working?
Because it looks like it's going to let me do it.
Whoa.
And when I can't do that talking to a person at the actual desk of the hotel, but I can do it through this site, I don't get it. I don't know how, what kind of witchcraft Trivago uses, but I am here for it, and it looks like it's going to work, and I'm about to hit
button. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Dude, game changer.
Life
Did they say
hack.
Their name in that talkback?
I'd
like to personally
think so.
Well, thank you for leaving that talkback.
I don't think so, but
my mind is blown right now because I thought of that yesterday. I went to a bunch of different other Expedias and hotel sites trying to trick it the same way. I was like, oh, I'm going to work around and book it this way. And it didn't work.
Dude, if this works, we got to send our listener a chug mug or something.
I'm going to invite him to our Valentine's Day dinner.
Yeah,
with us.
There we go.
I love that. He can sleep between you and your wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to our meeting in the ladies' room really quick. You guys know we lost Catherine O'Hara, legendary actress. There's one quote from her that I've seen multiple times. I just saw it again this morning. So I was like, you know what? Let me just throw this in the ladies' room. If everyone keeps on reposting this particular quote. I'm going to read it for the ladies. It says, take 1,000 naked pictures of yourself now. You may currently think, oh, I'm too spooky or nobody wants to see these tiny things. But believe me, one day you'll look at those photos with much kinder eyes and say, dear God, I was a beautiful thing. Jess, are you taking plenty of nudes?
I have not lately, if I'm being honest.
Oh, lately? Oh, so there was a period where you were.
No, but like I have taken photos just to be like,
just for you,
how do I look?
Or to send?
Both.
I may have sent a picture or two to my fiance.
That's in the cloud somewhere. What's your iCloud?
No! Hey, I'm being vulnerable right now. But, you know, I think I'm at a place where I don't feel as confident as I used to feel.
But that's the point of what she's saying.
Right. Exactly.
You don't feel confident, but do it now. Because 10 years from now, when you look back, you'll be like, what was I worried about?
But
why did I feel so...
But then it's going to make me feel worse about myself then. Because right now, if I look at my old pictures, I'm like, dang, what am I doing with my life right now? I need to get
it together. Exactly, but you'll think that 10 years from now about now.
Yeah, and it's a reminder, to enjoy the now.
Okay, maybe I'll take some, I guess, this weekend.
Selena, turn that question around to you. I can't ask that for HR reasons. Jess, could you ask Selena if she's been taking a bunch of nude pictures of herself
Selena,
right now?
Have you been taking any nude pictures of yourself lately?
No.
When's the last time you did?
It's been some years.
Okay.
I think since my man's gotten any nice photos in his phone from me. But
are you inspired by this quote?
A little bit, but I can't. Like I told you about not too long ago, my one of my kids accidentally took some naked pictures of me when I was in the shower.
That's right.
And I did not like what I
did. Did we ever post those? Did we not post those?
No.
Oh.
And I didn't like it. I did not like it at all.
But also, you didn't have a control of the angles. Maybe that's why.
True, the angles were bad. The angle was bad.
Oh, no.
And Graham, let's throw the question over to you.
Yeah?
When's the last time you took a nude photo to send to your wife?
I don't.
Ever?
Ever? I don't think I've ever taken a fully nude photo to send to my wife. No.
Oh, good. That's gross.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Maybe there was a time, you know, like that.
No,
I'm not saying, like shirt off, maybe.
You sent your wife shirt off, like mirror selfies?
I used to have ripped abs, you know, and just like cut, super cut up. Like, why not?
And you were flexing?
Is there another way to take a picture? if there's another way to do it that you've discovered, let me know. You better be flexing in a picture.
So then are you going to listen to
this advice from the late Catherine O'Hara?
No, that ship has sailed.
Wow,
that's sad. It hasn't.
It would
sailed.
Also be weird, like if anybody ever got a hold of your phone, they're like, God, he's got 1,000 pictures of himself naked in here. Like, that's a little weird. Like,
it's just very weird.
I can't, like, maybe if there were one or two in there, but you have like hundreds of pictures of yourself. Like, hello, narcissism. Jeez.
Super weird. All right, we are going to move on to today's Hottest Trending. Coming up next,
Hot hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence.
So Khloe Kardashian's daughter, True, can see dead people? Ooh. Graham, you are not a believer.
Nope.
But let me know what you think about this, okay? Sure. So on Khloe's podcast, she had on a guest, Teresa Caputo. I think that's how you say her last name. You know, Long Island medium.
Yeah.
And Khloe was telling her that she's fairly sure True, her daughter, has some sort of ability because she saw the ghost of her late grandmother, Andrea Thompson, before they even knew that she had passed away. So this is back in 2023. Tristan Thompson's mom died suddenly and unexpectedly of a heart attack. True was only 4 years old at the time, right? And Khloe is telling this story about how really early that morning, True comes into her bedroom. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. And she was telling her that there was a woman in her room. And Khloe says, like in human form, Tristan's mom was a little bit bigger, but when True saw her, she was thinner because she was younger. So True was like, there was this tall, skinny woman in my room and she had a silly voice because she's Jamaican, and she was talking about me, about how excited she was to go home.
Oh my God.
And Khloe's like, what are you talking about? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, maybe you're dreaming, whatever. Then hours later, as Khloe's coming back from dropping True off at school, she gets that phone call that Tristan's mom had passed away.
Oh, my Whoa. God.
Isn't that crazy? And she says sometimes the silly lady with the Jamaican accent will still come visit True.
Whoa, I believe.
I do, too. But, Graham, you're the non-believer.
No, I'm not. My kids say wild things. They got wild imaginations.
So if your child came to you and they were like, and they said something that was the exact same situation as what Selena just laid out.
Like my Jamaican grandmother, yeah, she's passed away.
Yeah, like.
But nobody knew then, and then hours later you find out.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
What a coincidence, if it is just a coincidence. That's the dream
it
she
It would
had.
Be, but I'd say, yeah, go back to bed. Daddy's sleeping. Go back to bed, please.
All right, Scarlett Johansson is getting dragged into the Blake Lively drama. So Scarlett is Ryan Reynolds' ex-wife, which makes this even better. But listen to this. There is a recording of Justin Baldoni's Wayfarer co-founder. It's just, you know, some guy named Steve. But he was like gushing over his experience working with Scarlett and compared her to Blake. He said of Scarlett Johansson, she was so cool, calm, collected, and confident and nice. It's so interesting because you work with so many people. Almost everybody is nice. And then there's Blake. She's totally different than everyone else. Not to say anything bad about her, but she's different. I just think some people forgot to learn how to be nice.
Ooh, and we've heard this from a lot of people.
It's so believable. There's no doubt in my mind that Blake can be mean.
Yeah. I see it.
I just get that vibe.
Yeah.
And a little bit controlling. Like, she wants things to be her way.
Yes. Graham, what do you have?
All right, the Winter Olympics, we know they just got underway yesterday. I'm again, opening ceremonies tomorrow, but some of the events have already started. And unfortunately, things have gotten off to a bit of a bumpy start. First, we had the lights go out in the arena during the very first event, which was curling mixed doubles. Had some sort of a power outage right in the middle of play. That caused a more than 5 minute delay in the first match. Now we have an illness breaking out.
Uh-oh.
14 members of Finland's women's hockey team have come down with norovirus.
Uh-oh.
And we know the noro is highly, highly contagious. So the Olympic Committee had to step in and postpone the team's game. They had a, kind of skate the other morning, I think yesterday, and only 10 players from Finland's side could take the ice because the majority of the team out with norovirus. So they've decided to postpone the game, push it back until February 12th. Those players are going to have to quarantine. They're keeping a close eye on that situation. Again, norovirus is very, very contagious. They don't want it to spread further amongst other athletes. One piece of good news, though, for Team USA, and spoiler alert, if you were planning on watching some of this curling action later on delay or something. Team USA in the mixed doubles of curling defeated Norway. Major upset. They won the silver medal at the last Winter Olympics and were heavy favorites to win that match against the United States. And the USA has already also beaten Switzerland. So we've knocked off two like really good curling programs. Again, that's Team USA.
I didn't even know that they had already started competing.
Yeah, they start some of the events always Same thing.
Like
in the,
early?
Something. Same thing in the summer games too. There's always some events that, because they have to. There's so many different rounds of play. Like in curling, they got to play all the different countries and stuff. And so, to, in order to have time for the whole bracket, and the whole Winter Olympics only lasts like 2.5 weeks or something. So things have already gotten underway. But a lot of norovirus so far.
Oh God!
But a couple big wins for Team USA. So.
I saw Snoop Dogg. He was carrying the torch.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was a torch bearer. I think in he ran through Milan. And don't forget, he is an honorary coach for Team USA.
Oh, that's right.
For these games. So he'll be there. Very active.
Everybody loved him at the Summer Olympics in Paris. So he's now
back.
He's doing the winner.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yo, JV Show. It's your boy. Nobody special. Okay, Steve. It's kind of late in the morning, but hope y'all get this talk back. Hope you're able to play it. Yo, I'm going to give a shout out to my beautiful wife. LaVisa, we are celebrating 4 months and a day of marriage, and tonight we fly out to Thailand for 2 weeks for our honeymoon. And I'm so excited, and I got so much stuff to do today to finish getting ready, but yeah, it's gonna be fun. So I'll see y'all in 2 weeks when we get back.
Wait, sounds amazing.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Four months of marriage.
Is that normally something we celebrate, 4 months?
Well, they're celebrating.
Not really, but their honeymoon is the celebration.
Got it. So. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I know. Yeah, that's nice.
All right, we have your chance to win crazy cash right now. It's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right, this hour's nationwide keyword is gold. Take that keyword gold over to wild949.com. Enter that keyword there, and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
Nice. So, quick question, because Valentine's Day is coming up very, very quick.
Oh my God, it's next weekend.
Do you guys actually prefer it when it lands during the week? It feels like there's less pressure. And you both are busy parents.
Honestly, I would rather it during the week, because then we don't celebrate on that day anyways. We celebrate the week, the closest weekend to it. But everyone else is already
celebrated
so they're not in our way, you know, taking up all the reservations places.
Right.
Totally agree. If Valentine's Day should always land on a Wednesday, that way half the people book the weekend before for stuff, and then half the people book the weekend after, and then or whoever's
and
less.
And half the people book on Wednesday.
That's three halves. The math doesn't math there, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then people, then there's reservations and stuff for everybody.
And then it gets spread out nicely.
Yes.
But because on a Saturday, everyone's celebrating that same day.
It's
so much harder.
And we've been talking about how everything is basically already booked. So are some Valentine's Day ideas that you can do at home for you busy parents. We can go through some of them and you tell me if you're here for this.
Let me get my shotgun ready.
Please. Cook a special meal together. So at home steakhouse.
Okay. See, I'm not mad at that if the kids didn't live there too.
Ah.
You know. That's the only problem.
See, it's like if you get childcare, it feels like you have to then
go out,
right, to take advantage of that. It would be nice, though, to have a kid-free, like, just the two of you making, some sort of fancy dinner. It's not going to taste as good as that one that you'd get at that fancy restaurant.
No, not at all.
But it still tastes pretty good.
Maybe have all the kids, like, just spend one night
in a closet. I know, that's what I was thinking.
I know. Like, I try to not. They're always like, Dad, let us out of our cages. I'm like, no, not till the weekend. But because it's a weekend this year, they know that's a cage-free day.
Dang it. What about a living room picnic? You spread a blanket.
Stop it. We're not doing a picnic inside.
Why not?
A picnic's supposed to be outdoors. Can't we at least go to the yard?
Okay, what about an outdoor picnic then? In your backyard?
It smells like dog poop back there. Nobody's picked him up in a while.
Dang it. What about a dessert-only date? So you do like a DIY Sunday bar or something romantic like that just for you two. Although the kids will probably be wanting.
Yeah, I don't like
fondue,
that.
Some of that too. Melting, pouring some chocolate and...
Yeah.
Whipped cream all over each other.
Oh,
no.
Kids, get out of here!
Because then who's going to have to clean it up?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we're out.
Home spa night. Ooh, face mask.
Have you seen what my tub looks like? No thanks. Gross. Nobody wants to sit in there.
And the spa night, like if I'm getting a massage, like I want just the massage, not it leading to anything else. I want to actually relax.
Whoa, why? That can't be a little exchange?
Right.
Sure, after, but anytime I mean, this is probably most ladies, you ask your man for a back rub and 2 seconds in, it's like you don't even get the back rub.
That's a good point.
Yeah, sorry.
That's a good point. Sorry. All right.
We don't have that kind of patience.
Yeah. What about a memory lane movie night? So you watch either the video of your wedding or
first vacation, something that's sentimental to you guys. You watch that with some popcorn and drinks.
Nah.
It's like kind of cute, but I don't know if that's like full Valentine's Day. That should just be like a...
Do you guys have a wedding video to watch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, awkward. Yeah. Wow. Selena's got destroyed by a hurricane.
I have some cell phone video.
Was there supposed to be a video, but the videographer got blown off the face of the earth by the Category 4 hurricane?
You know what? I don't even know if I had a videographer. I don't think I did.
We added it last minute because everyone's like, you're going to want to watch this. You need the video. You need
how many times have you watched
that video? I don't even know where it is. Zero times. Zero.
These are Valentine's Day date ideas for busy parents. Was that all of them? Because I hated every single one of them.
If you didn't like those, you're not going to like the rest ones that I'm, the other ones that I'm
going
to.
Just quickly.
Okay. Yeah. A late night walk.
Selena doesn't walk.
Trying to get robbed? Yeah. No.
Handwritten notes. Like, you tell each other, you know, how much you love each other.
And my handwriting's not very good. Yeah, my handwriting's not very good.
What about just text? Yeah. Handwritten text messages?
Board game competition?
No, get out of here. Shut your mouth. No.
Stargazing?
Nope. Too cold out
right
now.
Yeah, it's too cloudy. I can barely see stars ever.
Yeah,
early morning breakfast, because you're busy. You get the breakfast and it's waking up early.
The morning breath and the cooking, no thanks.
And then the kids.
Yeah.
They're all cranky.
A hike?
Oh, no.
No.
Selena ain't doing a late night walk. She's not going for a hike.
No way.
Dang it. That's all I got.
All right. Well,
work on it, Jess.
Better luck next year.
Work on it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.